Good afternoon, Danny.
Hey, bud. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
I'm sorry. My phone system just it just seemed like it's acting up now.
I got you. Well, Danny, I did want to ask you about the offer I got the email from you that the Hogs extended an in-state offer Wednesday. Is that correct?
That is right. Jamario Bell from Junction City High School. Actually a 2015 prospect, guy, so still young, still a long way to go, but this is a guy that I absolutely love. Big kid. He can play defensive end, tight end. 6'6", 230. How's that for a sophomore, huh? 4'7", 40.
He's a sophomore in high school?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
They grow them big in Junction City, guys.
I like it.
But for about a month and a half now, I felt like he was getting pretty close to picking up an Arkansas offer. And sure enough, yesterday on his birthday, he finally got the news that Arkansas was ready to offer. I've talked to Coach Carpenter about him down there and talked to Coach Toddy at Rising, of course, who's coached against the kid. And both of these guys just rave about his potential. He's a little bit raw right now, but they say his potential's through the roof. Had a highly productive season last year. He's going to be up here Monday, actually Sunday at about 2 o'clock. He'll arrive up here. I think they want to show him around a little bit. But, of course, they've got camp going next week, so he'll be up here for Monday's session of the camp. And it wouldn't surprise me at all, guys, if he jumps on board with a commitment.
Danny, back to him, being offered on his birthday, it seems to me like this coaching staff, they know how to do it and do it right. If they've got a prospect that they're after, why not throw out that offer if it fits into, A, your schedule of when you plan to offer or something like that? Give it to him on his birthday.
Absolutely. I think they just really made a big deal about it and let him celebrate, you know, kind of the two birds with one stone deal. That was a very special day yesterday for Jamario, I'm sure. And like I said earlier, couldn't have happened to a better kid. I mean, this is a kid that just keeps his mouth shut, not one of these attention-seeking kids. He just goes to school, goes to work, goes to church, and, you know, just hangs out on the weekend. Just a great kid, and I was very, very happy for Jamario.
Danny, talk about Dominic Sanders. Any word on his commitment?
Yeah, right now I'm kind of listing that as a possible commitment. This is a 6-foot, 187-pound safety out of Tucker High School in Atlanta, Georgia. Kind of a weird deal right now. He actually committed to Tavor Johnson on Wednesday. Called him up and told him he was ready to accept Arkansas's offer. He also had offers from Missouri, Iowa State, Cincinnati, and of course some other smaller schools, but the thing to remember here, Arkansas kind of has a process they have to go through. This kid hasn't even been on campus yet. He's never visited. And I think, maybe Coach Bielema probably prefers that the kid visits first, and he does plan on being up here in a couple of weeks. So, in my opinion, he's a guy that Arkansas does want, and I would have to guess that he's probably going to end up a Razorback. But right now I'm not quite ready to list that as an official commitment. I will say, however, that one of his teammates is Kurt Tucker. He's a big-time defensive back down at Tucker High School, and Kurt did come up here for the spring game on April 20th, so I think maybe it helps you, again, trying to get two with one. Maybe it helps you with Kurt Tucker a little bit by taking Dominic. Now, I'm not saying they wouldn't want him by himself, but I do think it would help with Tucker. They seem to be pretty good friends.
And, Danny, before we ask you some more recruiting and Arkansas questions, the NBA Finals, they start tonight. Who do you like and how many games? But who do you like to win it this year?
You know what? I like Miami. I'm not sure why. And to be quite honest with you, I don't watch a whole lot. But
they do have the best player, so, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll take Miami in six.
I like it. All right.
Danny, talk about Abu Lehman, who visited Monday, the big defensive tackle, where they had lunch at the 50-yard line. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a guy we've talked about for seems like the last month or so on this segment, big 6'5", 315-pound junior college defensive tackle. And to be honest with you guys, he has really blown up lately. You talk about South Carolina offering, Florida, Georgia, Florida State, Auburn. I think he got another offer from West Virginia today. So you're going to have quite a bit of competition. It was a big positive to go ahead and get him on campus. I think he wants to return at some point this summer with his mother, kind of show her around. The lunch on the 50-yard line that you mentioned, I think that really stood out to him, kind of let him get to know the coaching staff one-on-one. But also, he was really impressed with the academic side of Arkansas. He'll tell you straight up that school has not really been his strong suit to this point, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. So I think they've done a good job of letting him know he would have, you know, every opportunity to succeed as a student here as long as he puts forth the effort. So I think that means a lot to him. But again, it's going to be, boy, you're going to have to beat a lot of good schools to get this one. But however, Sam Pittman is the one recruiting him, and I would put Pittman against anybody. So we'll have to wait and see.
What about the camp, prospect camp? Is that start this weekend? And how many days is that? And how many prospects will be attending?
Yeah, I would say hundreds of prospects, probably 300 to 400 has been the average over the last couple of years, throughout the week. It starts on Saturday with the youth camp. The one we're really interested in is the high school camp that begins Sunday and runs through Tuesday. And then, of course, next week they have a junior high camp and followed by a special teams camp. But the big one for us that we'll be paying most attention to is that three-day camp starting on Sunday. I'm sure there are going to be some guys who come up and surprise us. Like last year, for example, Tevin Beanham out of Forest City comes up to one of these camps and just within the first 15 minutes, none of us knew who he was prior to the camp, but everybody was just amazed by his athleticism. So hopefully we'll see a couple of those. But Monday really is when you're really going to get your top prospects, guys like Zach Rogers out of Texas, the North Little Rock guys, Jamario Bell, Ty Story, guys like this. So Monday should be a good day. As far as the commitments coming out, I could see a few of those happening. Of course, Arkansas may offer some kids who haven't been offered yet, so there's definitely potential there to pick up some commitments.
You mentioned Ty Story. Talk about him and Will Gregg also being offered by Alabama this week.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, on Ty Story, he actually just picked up another SEC offer from Auburn just minutes ago. I think he's going to Georgia next, so it wouldn't surprise me if Georgia offers him too. I mean, they've been by his school a couple of times this spring, seem really high on him. There's been a lot of noise about Ty this week since the Alabama offer, simply because Arkansas has not offered yet. I asked Ty, is that really going to play a big factor in your ultimate decision? Because, assuming at some point Arkansas is going to offer him and he's going to have to decide between these schools. And the way he told me, he kind of laughed and he said, man, I don't care. Arkansas can offer me today or at the very last day and it really won't matter. Apparently, Jim Chaney told him up front that, hey, I'm going to take my time recruiting you. I've only been here for a few months, so just be patient with me. And Ty will be up here Monday, so it wouldn't surprise me if Arkansas jumps on board at that point. And with Will Gregg, I mean, obviously with his brother, doing what he did in the SEC, no real big surprise that a lot of teams are on him. Ole Miss offered him last weekend. Then he goes to Alabama's camp, picks up an offer there. So, and he's going to get a lot more between now and when he wants to decide, which he has already set that date for August 1st of next year. So we'll see what Will does, but I really feel good about him and Arkansas's chances.
Danny, do you think that Ty, if he does get the Arkansas offer, would he commit?
I don't know. Ty's kind of hard to read. He's not one of the guys that really – I'm not going to say he doesn't enjoy the recruiting process, but he doesn't dwell on it. I don't think he spends a lot of time thinking about it right now. I mean, this 15-year-old kid, it's all kind of big to him. And Ty's just – I don't know how to word it, but he's kind of just one of those laid-back kids, like like Coach Nutt used to say about you, Matt, he's just got ice water in his veins, doesn't let it like get to him, doesn't really enjoy the limelight. So I'm not sure if he would jump on board with a commitment early or what he's planning on doing, but he's definitely going to be a four, you know, maybe even five-star prospect when his time comes.
Right. And Trey, were you saying that when's the high school All-Star game?
High school All-Star game is 2 weeks from tomorrow.
And Danny, is there any commits that from Arkansas or anybody that maybe still kind of looking for a scholarship or anything going on with that high school All-Star game?
You know what, Matt? I would have to look at the roster. I really haven't kept up with it a lot. I'm sure there's going to be a few Arkansas kids on it, but honestly, I do not know that right now. But I will definitely check into that and probably text you or email you that information.
And I know for like college All-Star games, you can only play in two max, and I wonder about you know, if Tenpenny's playing in like the Army game or just certain games that if you don't play in this high school All-Star game, if you're playing in a bigger, more recognized
I don't think Tenpenny's on the roster. I think he's already down in Alabama
because
at school.
Darius Howard, I want to say, played in a different game. I think Jeb Huckaba played in this one, but played in that U.S. Army All-American game. You know, we had a couple guys playing that. I don't think Sean Andrews played in the game, but you had some play in a different game. And if you're invited to some of these national All-Star games, is there a limit on how many All-Star games you can play? Because college is two. I didn't know if high school was two as well.
Yeah, as far as I know, there is no limit on that. I've never seen a kid not go to one because he exceeded the limit. Honestly, I haven't seen a rule on that, but I don't think there is one that applies.
And Danny, Mississippi State will find out their sanctions. The NCAA is set to release the sanctions on their recruiting mishaps tomorrow. And we had a caller earlier asking, is the fact that there are so many different things that happen in college recruiting, is it kind of like something goes on every day, just like holding at the line of scrimmage in a football game?
I would say so. I mean, I kind of have to be careful with what I say. I think Arkansas does a good job of abiding by the rules. I've never seen or heard of anything that, you know, any wrongdoing that they've done, but it's got to be going on somewhere. You know, I mean, at some point you got enough people being caught that it makes you wonder who's not being caught, if you know what I mean. So, I'm sure. You know, their coaches are trying to find loopholes, and at some point they get caught, and it you know, some of them don't get caught. But eventually, I think it all comes out in the wash. You know, if Mississippi State cheated, it really didn't help them a whole lot. I think they had a 5-7 season a few years ago. They started out 7-0 last year, and then just, you know, totally fell apart down the stretch. So. If they cheated to get to where they're at, I'd hate to see what they'd what they could do, you know, without cheating.
Right, right.
that's a good point there. I think part of their punishment should be, well, the record you had, that's part of your punishment.
Yeah, no kidding.
You cheated and you still weren't able to do very well. Danny, let's switch to basketball real quick. Obviously, Manuel Watkins is going to walk on at the University of Arkansas, the son of assistant head coach Melvin Watkins. Any more news out of the basketball front, or is Mike Anderson and the rest of the staff just looking forward to next year and working on recruiting that class?
Well, they've got a transfer coming in next week that's really high on them right now. The West Virginia transfer, trying to look at his name, Keaton Miles. He's visiting next Friday, and then I think he's also going to visit Colorado State, maybe UCLA, UAB. I think Nevada, you know, some of these type schools over the next few weekends after Arkansas. But Arkansas gets the first visit. Mike Anderson apparently is really high on this guy, and this guy being from Dallas, I think that will really work in Arkansas's favor. I don't know if they're going to get him, but we'll have to wait and see. He would have to sit out a year, you know, after playing for West Virginia the last 2 years. Really wasn't a highly productive guy at West Virginia. I think he averaged about 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. But that's one of the points Mike Anderson's really stressing to him right now. If you come to Arkansas, I think you'd be a better fit in our system. So we'll have to wait and see what he does over the next couple of months. But I think they feel pretty good about their chances with Keaton Miles right now.
And Danny, with all the for basketball recruiting being a lot of AAU basketball, where are some of these tournaments going on, and where are some of the assistant coaches and coaches going to plan on going to some of these AAU tournaments? Is there any other guys out there that they kind of have their eye on?
Yeah, there's still a lot of guys, especially for the 2014 class. I know they've spent a lot of time in Alabama, Memphis as of late. Still a lot of targets out there that they're looking at. They've been all over the country here lately, down in Texas at some points. Really haven't mapped out exactly where they've been, but they've been all over, over the last couple of months or so.
Danny, anything that we missed?
Well, I don't think so, buddy.
Okay.
I think you're doing a great job.
Well, I want to throw you a curveball because this is a question we have out there today. Houston Nutt today on Sirius XM College is interviewing Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
If you were Houston Nutt, what is one question you would ask of Bobby Petrino?
I would probably ask him, are you planning on writing a book about third down play calling?
Really?
Yeah. I think H. Nutt on third down was always terrible, and I think he could really benefit from talking to Bobby about that. That's just my opinion.
I like it. Some of our Keith Lee Service Company Live fan feedback. Steven in Trucking Down the Road, he says, well, was she worth it?
Oh, man. Ouch.
Yeah. And I said, well, they could both ask each other that one. Well, you don't have to.
yeah.
You wouldn't have to be. That goes both ways.
Yeah. Boy, it's just.
I would ask him. I would say, coach, was the gray uniforms your idea? Or whose idea was that?
Whoever's it was, that was absolutely terrible, hideous.
I think the anthracite jerseys were his idea.
Were Petrino, yeah. That
And the fact that you couldn't see the numbers.
Yeah, the uniforms for Coach Nutt's era were 1,000 times better than the uniforms in Coach Petrino's era. If that means anything at all, the uniforms were definitely better.
Danny, thanks so much for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Enjoyed it, guys. Thank
all right.
you.